You work hard, stretch every penny, but chances are you pay a higher tax rate than him.
Doesn't America deserve better than a president who will say or do anything to stay in power?
Negative ads from both sides blanket the TV airwaves. And the candidates are taking it personally.
We got the other side has decided that compromise is a dirty word. And they spent a lot of time trying to beat me instead of moving the country forward.
Mr. President, take your campaign of division and anger and hate back to Chicago and let us get about rebuilding and reuniting America.
Mitt Romney has excited conservatives with his choice of Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate. But Democrats are attacking Ryan's past plans to reform Medicare, the government's health care program for older Americans.
And so we know hope and change has now become attack and blame. We're not going to blame other people. We're going to take responsibility.
Romney has a chance to reintroduce himself at the Republican convention in Tampa, says analyst Norman Ornstein.
Romney now has an opportunity to show that he's not the imperious, mean-spirited, out-of-touch rich guy, but rather a warm family person who cares about others and also somebody who's competent enough to move forward.
Polls show President Obama is more likable than Romney, but politically vulnerable because of the weak economy. The president is trying to convince voters that better days are ahead.
I wake up every single day fighting as hard as I know how for you. That I will think about you, and I will represent you, and I will fight for you. And I have kept that promise, I will.
Mr. Obama will have a different challenge when he speaks to Democrats at their convention in Charlotte, North Carolina in September, says Ornstein.
You want to reinforce the things that you've done, including killing Osama bin Laden, that show you as the tough, resolute decision maker.
Political conventions have changed from the days when they actually chose candidates, says Quinnipiac pollster Peter Brown.
They're a way of presenting each party in its best light. And it's a way of telling voters, this is who the party is, this is who the candidate is, and this is what he stands for.
After the conventions, the next major campaign test will be a series of candidate debates beginning October 3rd. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.